The Canterbury Tales, Disc 2.
The knight proceeds to tell what is, at least on the surface, a romance. That is, in medieval terms, a tale of love and war, or, as we might put it, sex and violence. But the sex is in no way erotic or earthy, as it is in other tales. There is not much romance in our sense of the word. In fact, it is a largely allegorical tale, where the characterization, plot, and dialogue are deliberately thin, probably because they function mostly to carry ideas or questions about destiny, fortune, free will, war, prayer, the existence and benevolence of God, the power of lust, the frailty of vows, and so on. Matters which a poet feels happier treating in a fictional form than in a philosophical treatise. At the beginning, Theseus, Duke of Athens, has got himself a bride by conquering the Amazons, a race of warrior women, taking their leader as his wife, not a very romantic way to begin a romance. On the way home with his bride from his victorious war, Theseus is shocked to hear that Creon of Thebes will not allow some widows to bury their dead warrior husbands. So the conquering hero starts and finishes another war, sparing only the lives of two young Theban nobles whom he throws into prison for life. Where, oddly enough, romance begins, as both young men fall instantly in love with Emily, the beautiful sister of the Duchess, whom they can only see through their prison window. They promptly start quarrelling over her, though she doesn't even know they exist. One of them, called Arkite, manages to get released on condition that he stay out of Athens. The other, called Palamon, remains in jail. Who is better off? The narrator asks. Arkite, who is free but expelled from sight of Emily, or Palamon, who can see her every day from prison? Here is part one of The Knight's Tale, which is read in its entirety by George Guiddell.